Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, October 14th edition of the program. We got Nancy Pelosi saying she wants to punch Trump, give him a left and a right and a uppercut or something. Nancy Pelosi, she's fierce, apparently. She's on video saying this. I'm not making it up. On the January 6th insurrection day, just happened to have her daughter, documentary filmmaker, there filming while this was all going on. Pretty interesting stuff. Plus, with the bad economic data this week with regard to inflation, what are Democrats saying? Republicans will make it worse. Oh, gee. Got that. Plus, the debates that happened in Wisconsin for a Senate seat between Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes, plus Tudor Dixon v. Gretchen Whitmer for the governor's mansion in Michigan. Oh, my, we got a lot. Oh, and Todd Bowles, a football coach who isn't playing the woke game despite what the journos want. That was an interesting one. We're going to break all that down for you. Oh, and there's also a video of a guy who has to defend himself against a mountain lion with a gun, and it was pretty scary. Talk about it in a second. Look, you're buying a lot of stuff online, your information's out there, and you're just relying on security of all these different sites and the transmission of information and hope that it's encrypted, hope that there's no phishing scheme that ends up emptying out all the data they have in terms of your data that then gets put on the dark web. This is how it happens. It's not an unusual thing. They are constantly getting access to your personal information from these sites, so what do you do about it? Well, you can just sort of hope, or you can get LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock by Norton detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like cyber hackers pretending to be you. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or go online to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK. That's promo code BUCK for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code BUCK. And you will be much, much happier about your online data security after you do this. All right, let's start with this. So Pelosi,
she's I just got a karate chop, roundhouse kick Trump. I'm going to get, let me at him. Let me at him.
This is a little Nancy Pelosi. He probably weighs like 110 pounds.
She's like, I'm just going to punch him right in the face.
Here she is. Here is the Speaker of the House of the United States Congress, third in line for the presidency, saying that on January 6th, this just came out in a video,
she was ready to punch Trump.
Let me come to him and punch him out for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out and I'm going to go to jail and I'm going to be happy.
I'm going to punch him. Then I'm going to serve time. Real time, man. Then send me to the big house. I'm going to be... No Chanel scarves in the big house, though. It's going to be kind of sad. And no mansions or servants. But I'm going to punch Trump.
She's nuts. I mean, that much is obvious, right? She is just living in an alternate reality. But sure enough, this is the... Probably the most powerful Democrat legislator of my lifetime, or certainly close to it. And here we are hearing her saying ridiculous stuff about how, one, that she was going to trespass the sitting president of the United States from coming to the Capitol.
She's really going to try to do that? She's going to. How does she think that goes down, by the way? She sends the Capitol Police at the president to remove him, and they get through the federal Secret Service protection detail, and they just sort of manhandle him. They frog march him away from the Capitol. I mean, look, I know it's she's just. But think about this. Nancy Pelosi saying she wanted to punch Trump. Now, one thing about Trump you should know, he's not a little guy. He's probably about 6'3", 270. I would wager something like, does that sound about right? He's definitely about 6'2", 6'3". Weight-wise, you know, I don't know. You know? I'm not trying to cast any aspersions. You know, man's a good golfer. But anyway, he's a big guy. And it was just crazy. I thought this was kind of funny that Nancy Pelosi would actually say this kind of stuff. But then again, she also wants us to believe that
she cares about poor people and the children.
She cares about none of those things. She is the ultimate limousine liberal. The problem with that phrase is no one really drives in a limo anymore, right? That's not really a thing. We kind of got rid of limos. And I'm going to tell you, I always thought the limousine was an overrated thing. I didn't ride in them often, obviously. I'm not like Mr. Big from Sex and the City or the guy in Wayne's World who's driving around in a limousine and he has to go have the meeting with Wayne and he's in like the super stretched limo. But the whole like sitting and facing each other thing, I always thought it kind of made me car sick. So I'm not a limo fan. Anyway, she was a limousine liberal when those were things. I guess now she's a private jet progressive, you could call her. But she also said she wanted to punch Trump. Now let's talk about some stuff that really does affect all of us. The January 6th insurrection. Just kidding. It's ridiculous. It's boring. This season of it was the worst yet. The writing really weak. The acting was poor. The plot didn't go anywhere. It's just a mess. But the Democrats realized they got a problem with the inflation data that came out. That's something they're going to have to be handling. And how exactly do they plan to handle it? What are they going to do? Well, this was fascinating. First of all, Joe Biden's out there. You've always got to watch out for Biden when he starts dropping his G's on words and saying, not a joke. And I'm not kidding. Not a joke. And folks, you know, he does this whole as if he's just finished up at the coal mine. You know, he's got a little bit of coal dust on his hands. You know, he's just been working with those hands. He understands the struggle of the working class. It's all a front. This is like Fetterman wearing his Carhartt hoodie all the time. You think, yeah, I'm just like you. Well, he's got other problems too, but yeah, I'm just like you. I'm just one of the people, man. It's like, not really, actually. Mom and dad paying your bills into your 40s. It's kind of unusual. It's not really a man of the people move, is it? But Biden here was saying, you know, don't worry, when it comes to inflation, making progress.
Today's report shows, though, some progress. Overall, inflation was 2% over the last 3 months. That's down from 11% over the prior 3 months. That's progress, but a lot of it is a result of getting the cost of living at the gas pump down by more, not even California, now by more than a dollar nationally. And since the start of this summer, there's a big difference for working folks.
Big difference for working folks. He's from Delaware. All right, I mean, like, working folks, yeah. I mean, he really is actually from D.C. I mean, Joe Biden is, in a sense, the ultimate swamp creature. Like, this guy has been a D.C. fixture for longer than I have been alive on the planet. And, you know, I'm getting a little older. I got some gray and a little beard here. You know, it's happening. So this is Joe Biden just saying, you know, we're making progress. They're not, actually. They've made things much worse. We all know it. They are the opposite of the solution to the problem. They are the cause of the problem. The fascinating part of this was Joe Biden then saying, you know who's going to really make the inflation bad? Republicans, if they win.
We've got an election in the month. Voters have to decide. Democrats are working to bring down the cost of things and to talk about around the kitchen table, from prescription drugs to health insurance to energy bills and so much more. We're standing up for working people and the right to get a raise and get a better job. Republicans are campaigning every day on an agenda to raise your costs. If Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
It's really not. Not even close. That's the opposite of what is true, which we've seen for now 2 years. What causes inflation? Government spending. Too many dollars in circulation. Too much money out there in the monetary supply, or of the monetary supply, chasing too few goods and services. So how do Democrats make any of that better? They don't. By what they really think will make it better, which is terrifying, because you saw this play out in, oh, I don't know, Venezuela in recent years, they're going to start having either subsidies, more government spending, or price controls. That's the next step in the Democrat madness. Well, you know, we're going to tell these companies they can only charge X or they can only charge Y. You know what that does to supply and demand? It just makes the shortages worse. But the understanding of basic economics, I mean, the most basic economics from this White House is pre-junior high level. It's really astonishing. And they're also now already getting ready for if Republicans take back the House and the Senate, it's going to be Republicans who ruin the economy even further. I mean, this was Chris Hayes over at MSNBC, and he's basically just telling you they're going to intentionally make the economy bad if they are in majority in Congress.
I feel confident in predicting that if Republicans win control of one or both houses of Congress, they will do everything in their power to sabotage the economy, to best set them up to retake the White House in 2024.
No, that's actually not how it's going to work. Republicans are going to want the economy to be better so they can show, hey, look what happens when adults are in charge. It's total opposite of reality in any context, but they're really in this position where what are they going to say? We're just bad at this. They're not going to admit that. They're not going to say that. A couple of moments here. They're running from defund the police in the Democrat Party as fast as they can. After all the companies sent you, oh, we stand with BLM and oh, we stand with hashtag defund the police. Now they're all, oh, I didn't say that. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, I'm law and order. Oh. You know, we all know it's garbage. They're lying to you, but they're hoping they get away with it. We'll get into that in just a second. Came up in the debates last night. There's an organization out there that is doing great things. It's called Preborn. Their mission is to save babies' lives from abortion, and they need our help now more than ever. They've been prepping for the influx of abortions in sanctuary states, and Preborn pregnancy clinics take a smart approach to save as many lives as possible. They offer free ultrasounds to pregnant women who are making a difficult decision, because when a mother's considering abortion, but she sees that heartbeat, hears that heartbeat, has that divine connection with her baby, it is so much more likely that she will choose life. And Preborn gives them that opportunity and helps them with that choice. Will you please help us with a tax-deductible donation to Preborn today? All you have to do is take your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. $140 will provide 5 ultrasounds, but any gift will help. $100, $10, $1,000, whatever you can do. Call now from your cell phone, though. Dial #250 and say baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. Let's save babies' lives together today. Now back to the defund issue and Democrats running from it. There is an interesting race playing out in Michigan between Gretchen Whitmer and Tudor Dixon for the governor's mansion there. And look, Gretchen Whitmer was a defund police lockdown lunatic. She's as bad as a governor could be anywhere in the country. One of the worst governors really in America in the otherwise great state of Michigan. Tudor Dixon has pointed out the police unions, basically all law enforcement, want Tudor Dixon, the Republican candidate, to be able to pull off this upset win. Here she is pointing it out.
We know the governor came out and said that she supports the spirit of defund the police. In fact, we know that when we were all locked down, she went out and marched with folks who held up signs that said defund the police. I'm actually endorsed by the largest police union in the state, the Police Officers Association of Michigan, and more than 24 sheriffs, including Democrats, because they are so upset about the fact that the governor doesn't support them. My plan will put $1 billion into policing to make sure they know they're supported, but also to recruit and retain new police officers. It's so challenging to bring police officers to a state where the chief executive officer has supported defund the police.
They undermine the cops. Cops have left the police force in a lot of places of their own volition because they also don't want to be fed into the machinery of destruction of wokeness. Have their lives ruined, their livelihood certainly ruined, because Democrats want to pander, which is what this is all about. So instead, what has happened? Or rather, what has happened as a result of this? Places are less safe than they were. Things have gotten much, much worse. This is also a huge problem for Mandela Barnes up in Wisconsin, running for Senate against Ron Johnson, the incumbent senator. Talked to him a lot on Clay and Buck Show. Great guy. Great guy. He points out that Mandela Barnes, who has been given tens of millions of dollars from people that are trying, and a lot of it from New York and California, of course. This is the thing. New York, rich libs in New York and California think they should be picking the representatives for everyone else everywhere in the country. They send checks, more money. They send it to Stacey Abrams. They send it to Fetterman. They send it to Mandela Barnes. Here is Ron Johnson pointing out, what exactly has Mandela Barnes done again?
This election offers a very clear choice. I have a lifetime experience raising a family, building a business, creating good-paying manufacturing jobs right here in Wisconsin. I've worked hard all my life. I began my taxpaying career at the age of 15 as a dishwasher at a Walgreens Grill. I worked full-time paying my way through college. I worked all shifts starting my business. As your U.S. Senator, my tax cuts for more than 20 million tax filers help small businesses compete with the big guys. In stark contrast, my opponent has little to no work experience in the private sector. And other than hollow left-wing rhetoric, I'm not sure what he's ever accomplished.
It's a good question, isn't it? No one really has much of an answer, especially because he's somebody who had been saying that, you know, criminal justice reform and empty out the prisons and don't prosecute people and social justice over criminal justice. He's one of the guys who was saying this when it was politically favorable for Democrats to do so. Because the country, as a result of BLM and George Floyd, was going through a racial panic and there were riots and mobs and all of that going on. What has it done to the country? It's made it worse, everything worse for everybody. Less safe, more crime, more divided. There should be consequences. This election is all about whether cause and effect has any effect on the American political landscape. Look what Democrats did. We have seen the results. This isn't arguing about the pathway forward. This is an election about what has been done and therefore what we should do when we have people in charge who actually know what the heck is going on, right? If you don't hold them, if you judge Democrats by their intentions, not their results, then we never get anywhere because they just keep on saying, oh, it's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to be just the most fantastic and wonderful. And you say, well, what, how? The economy, the border, crime, how's any of this getting better? They don't care. It doesn't matter. So hopefully we'll get Ron Johnson's doing well up there in Wisconsin, I think. I'm not counting Tudor Dixon out. I think Tudor Dixon might be able to pull off quite an upset here because woman Whitmer is, guys, she had a Fauci pillow in the background. For God's sakes, you do these hits on MSNBC. She's like, oh, I'm just shutting everything down and locking everyone in their homes and not letting anyone go anywhere. You know, it's going to keep them safe. Yeah. And she had a little Fauci pillow in the background. Like prominently placed, so you could see that she was part of the Church of Fauciism. Here it is, the Church of Fauci. You show up, you double mask. You know, I don't know how anyone in Michigan could vote for Gretchen Whitmer and not feel like they're being duped. Maybe they just don't know anything about what's going on, but it's crazy to me, honestly, crazy. This was great. This was obviously sent to me initially by my buddy Clay. This is Todd Bowles, who is the Buccaneers head coach. He's coaching against Mike Tomlin, who's also a NFL head coach. But I just, they're asking, they're like, oh, well, you're a black head coach. You're coaching against another black head coach in the NFL. Isn't that a big deal, is what the journalists, or at least something we have to have a conversation about. And he's like, no, I'm just trying to be a great coach. Why do you guys make a big thing of this? Watch.
You and Mike Tomlin are two of the few black head coaches in the league. I wonder what your relationship is like with them and your thoughts on Steve Wilks joining that fold.
I have a very good relationship with Tomlin. We don't look at what color we are when we coach against each other. We just know each other. I have a lot of very good white friends that coach in this league as well, and I don't think it's a big deal as far as us being coaching against each other. I think it's normal. Wilks got an opportunity to do a good job. Hopefully he does it. And we coach ball. We don't look at color.
But you also understand that representation matters too, right? And that when young aspiring coaches or even football players, they see you guys, you know, they see someone that looks like them, think you grew up like them, that has to mean something.
Well, when you say you see you guys and look like them and grow up like them, it means that we're eyeballs to begin with. And I think the minute you guys stop making a big deal about it, everybody else will as well.
Yeah. Right? Isn't it fascinating that a female white journalist there is lecturing the black NFL head coach about the importance of representation? Like, excuse me, sir, but you know you're not allowed to have that opinion, right? That's really what she's saying. You're not allowed to disregard what we say is an important narrative about race in this country because we're lips. That's what this was. He's like, what? He's like, I'm a great coach. Tomlin's a great coach. We're trying to win football games here. Like, so many people hear this, they go, yeah, isn't that the country that we actually all want to live in? And until the libs went crazy, thought we were living in, where it was just about content of your character, not the color of your skin, your ability, not the demographics, not the, realities these days of diversity and inclusion, religiosity that has taken over so many institutions. You just want people to be treated as people. Everyone is treated equally under the law, and the best man, best woman may win in whatever the competition may be. It's important. It's actually really a fundamental principle in our society we have to continue to fight for. And there's just a little bit of safety tip for all of you out there. There's this guy, Joe Rogan shared this out, so it went very viral. He's got a mountain lion, and he's got a gun. And I always hesitate to say, it looks like a Glock to me, but oh, if it's not a Glock, I don't know, if it's something else, don't yell at me. I'm not saying that somebody fed a clip into the rifle, because oh my God, God forbid I say clip instead of magazine. That one really set some people off. I haven't done that, by the way, but I've seen that happen to other people, and woof, that is not acceptable. Anyway, the point is this guy's getting he's getting stalked by a mountain lion. I mean, you can see it. It's moving low to the ground, ears back, and he takes out his camera. So he's videoing it. He's got his gun out, too. This thing's coming closer and closer to him. Now, look, obviously, I think he feels safe because he's got a gun, so he'll video this, and now it's gone very viral. And he gives warning shots to it, so the cat was not hurt. But don't back away from them. I know that sounds crazy, but important safety tip. Mountain lions, you run away, or you move away from them in a way that makes them think you're prey, they come after you, they try to eat you, which is not good. Important safety tip. That's what I send you home with this weekend. Important safety tip. Thanks for hanging out. Talk to you Monday. Shields high.